On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about how I hope that all of you are having a great holiday season, December, or however you like to refer to it. I hope it's great. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about cesspools. Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. You are listening to episode number 37 of Aggressively Positive, a product of goodpeopledoinggood.org. And it's me again, Adam Thoreau. It was almost the unfortunate end of Aggressively Positive earlier today. I was trying to log into the server, and I just couldn't remember my password. I tried everything. Lowercase, baby T. Capital B, baby T. Capital B, baby T, number one. Capital B, baby T, number one. Exclamation point. Nothing. But then I remembered. Oh, yeah. My password is 2444666668888888, which is easy to remember because it's 1 2 3 4s 5 6s and 7 8s, which is easy to remember, but apparently not easy enough. But speaking of passwords, does you guys know what Forrest Gump's password for Instagram is? The number one. Lowercase forest, the number one. One forest, one!
We interrupt your normally scheduled podcast to bring you 1 minute of random facts. Here we go!
Sharks can live for 5 centuries. France has 12 time zones. The man who founded Atari started Chuck E. Cheese. America's first bank robber deposited the money back into the same bank. Sharks existed before trees existed. And trees weren't always biodegradable. There's an entire family in Italy that feels almost no pain. Maine is the only state that borders just one other state. The longest book title contains 1,809 words. The Queen celebrates 2 birthdays every year. I don't get that. But lastly, and most importantly, the McDonald's McRib sandwich. You know, bread, McRib, barbecue sauce, pickles, contains about 70 ingredients. I bet you 65 of them we can't pronounce. And that, for you, is a solid dose of random facts. Random facts. Well, that was a surprise. I hadn't even announced the announcements yet. But let's announce some announcements. Announcement number one. Two awesome shirt designs are now available, and they're new. Two new awesome shirt designs are now available at goodpeopledoinggood.org. One says, "You are awesome, but I'm not so bad myself." And the other says, "Be kinder, be quiet." Always know with all this merch stuff, like everything, donations, merch, all of the money goes to Good People Doing Good and the helping people out that you write out to us about. This isn't a business where I put anything in my pocket. It's a passion project. And I'm just passionate, people. Whoa, whoa. Announcement number two. Random Acts of 5, round 2, has come to an end. And it was the biggest, mostest, funnest one yet. So much fun that a lot of people had been asking just for the cards. And now, for the first time ever, for 12 cards, just go to goodpeopledoinggood.org, scroll to the bottom, click on the PayPal tab, and donate $5.55. That specific amount is so I will know that that donation is specifically for the cards. That will cover the cards and the shipping and throw a little bit into the Good People Doing Good tank, but not much. Also note, I only go to the post office about once a month. Otherwise, I would be there every day. And I with a baby and a full-time job, that's a lot. So, you know, once a month they'll go there. But yeah, send a $5.55 donation for 12 cards, or if you ever find me in person, I'll take $5. I almost said 5 beans. Oh, okay. 5 cans of beans, and I'll donate them to the local food bank. So yeah, announcement number 3. No more announcements. Next! A mosque and a church in New York joined to spread holiday cheer to hundreds of members of the Westbury community. The Westbury United Methodist Church partnered with the Islamic Center of Long Island to celebrate what different faiths have in common. When we join our Christian brothers and sisters for Christmas, this is a message of love and peace, which we should all believe in the universal message, said Dr. Isma Chaudhry of the Islamic Center. Together, the group served struggling neighbors, delivering a warm welcome and a warm meal. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That is what the Lord has said to all the faiths, said Reverend Dr. Elon Sylvester of the Westbury United Methodist Church. That is the highest ideal that we aspire to. My faith also teaches me that you take care of your neighbor, said Imran Pasha of the Islamic Center of Long Island. In addition to a warm meal, the two organizations provided free health screenings. We don't see religion as a border. We see it as something that's there to help, said volunteer Kavi Ahmed. I want to create a bond between all faiths. I think when it comes down to it, we are all human. And I could not agree with this sentiment anymore. I really feel like this story should be everywhere and not just on a silly little podcast that might get 1,000 listens. We need to come together because there's so much division. And we've talked about this before. And just seeing that little differences between us, skin color, religion, ethnicity, family tree. Those are just small details about us. The largest detail, we're all human. We were all born. We are all going to die. So why can't we just make our time here better for every single one of us? Loving a neighbor, being a good person, not hurting or killing, which I'm pretty sure is at the top of most religious beliefs. We just have to be there for each other. And I want to see even more of this next year in 2020. I'm going to keep pushing my positivity, and I hope you do the same. Even if it's just, hey, I heard about this story on this little podcast. Spread the good, my friends. We could all afford to stop complaining a little bit. But hey, then Facebook wouldn't be as entertaining, right? Wrong! Dilute the feed! Dilute the feed! Dilute the feed! All right, moving on! Okay, my friends, let's talk baby tea. I am super duper ooper mooper nooper looking forward to the day that baby T is reading a book and she looks up at me and she says, can I please have a bookmark? So then I'm going to say it back to her. You're 8 years old and you still don't know that my name's Adam? It's not Mark. Have I said that one yet? I don't know if I did that a couple episodes ago, but it's a good one. It's worth it. She's 9.5 months old. She just had her first Christmas. We had her first Thanksgiving. She's been eating like food. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Christmas was awesome. She loved ribbon. She loved the wrapping paper. Why even buy gifts? She's got it. We spent Christmas Eve over my in-laws and she slept through the night. Peach! She's a peach! And I love peaches. I mean, they're not bad. I honestly can't even remember the last time I had a peach, but I love her. Okay, moving on. We went to breakfast at Newport Creamery the other day. For the second time. Oh, man. Lori, our waitress there, she's awesome. Baby T, she's so cute. We were eating pancakes, and this cute little old dude came up, and he played the air piano for her. She was smiling and laughing. Oh, it's just so cute. She's really at such an awesome, fun, interactive age. One thing she got for Christmas, which, you know, she doesn't necessarily like to play with, but when the two of us are hanging out, she loves when I bash myself in the head with this really soft kind of like soccer ball thing that talks. So I get it to talk by going smash, smash, boom, bash to my head. And it makes me really happy that like actual good music makes her happy. There's this one guy you can find on YouTube, Brushy One String. He's just this Rasta dude, and he has, I think it's an acoustic guitar, like a regular guitar, not a bass, but he's just got like the low E string, and none of the other strings are even on the guitar, and he's just playing bass riffs and singing along, and she loves it. So much that I did just buy a ukulele for her, and we'll be removing the three strings, so Ellie One String will soon be a thing. But, can't wait for that. And I can't wait for her birthday. Her elementary school chorus recital, which is going to be so badly amazing. That stuff is amazing. That stuff is awesome. That's my jam. She's my jam. You're my jam. This is my jam. What am I even talking about? All right, we're going over to Nebraska. Okay, heading over to Nebraska. Healing Hands of Nebraska is a surgery center in Norfolk, Nebraska, led by physician Dr. Demetrio Aguila. He recently launched a new program named M25, which allows patients who cannot afford the surgery or any other healthcare procedure to pay by donating their time to community service. M25 works like this. The patient needs surgery or healthcare they can't afford. Instead of dollars, they pay for the surgery by community service hours. For example, a patient needs surgery on their left ulnar nerve. The insurance fee is $5,000. A patient would need to donate 250 hours of community service to pay for that surgery. The core mission of Helping Hands of Nebraska from its inception has been to offer world-class healthcare to all comers in a way that's compassionate, innovative, forward-thinking, affordable, and fair. I know this is a short one, but dang it, I had to share it. Because this is someone, you know, it comes back to the, it's not how much you give. It's that you give, and that you give what you can offer. This guy, what could a surgeon possibly have to offer? I don't know, surgery? So many other kinds of procedures that keep us healthy and alive. And he's not doing it for a new Bentley or Porsche. He's doing it for the well-being and the healthiness of others. He's doing it because he's a good person and he cares about people. These two stories this week are literally just about caring about people. And it's such an easy sentiment to simply care about people, because we're all people. We all want to be loved and to love, you know, and then if someone really turns out on you, just don't be around that person and do your best to keep yourself loving and surrounded by love, because as soon as there's hate in life, whether you realize it or not, it affects and it takes away. I've been in toxic relationships that I can only look back on and can't believe I didn't see what I should see now or what I do see now. And my friends, going into this new year, if we could all just care about people more. Whoop, whoop. Not to get all juggalo on you, but whoop, whoop. That would be awesome. And it's so simple. This episode's goodest person of the week is you. And I am so grateful for you. Thank you. This episode of Aggressively Positive is brought to you by longtime supporter and friend of Aggressively Positive, Success Pool Septic Services. Success Pool, Success Pool, they'll successfully suck your cesspool dry. Success Pool, Success Pool, they'll suck your cesspool dry in just one try. So give Success Pool a call, and they'll get rid of any unwanted crap that you've got lying around. Success Pool will successfully suck your cesspool dry. Also coming soon, Success Pool brand pudding. It's not as gross as it sounds. Well, that's it for this episode, my friends. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you found it inspiring. You know where to find good people doing good and aggressively positive. On the internet. You can start at goodpeopledoinggood.org and take it from there. If you're interested in becoming a patron of Good People Doing Good, the nonprofit, go to patreon.com/goodpeopledoinggood. All of your money will be gifted back to people that are written out to us about by someone else. It's not, you know, help me, I need this. It's, I know someone struggling through this. And we reach out randomly and relatively anonymously, and we just give them a little something, something. We've done gift cards, grocery gift cards. We've put oil in someone's tank. We paid for someone's airfare to go fly and watch her son graduate from the same Naval Academy that she graduated from. We've bought people new glasses, like seeing glasses. Like, one of the most important things in life is being able to see where you're going. And it's not their fault that their eyes are bad. Sorry, you get a little passionate. I don't know, there's nothing to apologize for. I am not sorry. I just love what I do. And I'm so thankful that I have so many amazing supporters. Just like $1 a month, $5 a month, $1.22 a month. Anything that will make people's days, months, years. And speaking of years, it's been a wild year. I hope everybody has had, at the absolute minimum, a good year. And let's try to make next year good as well. Give it normal expectations. You know, don't think that this is the year that you're going to win the lottery, because you're not. This year is another year that you just got to stay good. And staying good isn't always easy, but it's so possible. I love you guys. I love doing this. I love that you love listening to this. And because of that, I'm going to keep doing it. I know there's months. I think an entire month went by where you didn't hear from me. That's silly, and I'm sorry. But I'm not going anywhere. And I hope you aren't either. This podcast is so much fun for me, and I learned so much about awesome people and myself from doing it. This podcast, Aggressively Positive, is at 107 iTunes reviews. Woohoo! And that's a solid 4.9 rating. It would be awesome to reach 108 before the new year. Hint, hint, hint. Wink, wink, wink. I hope all of you had amazing holidays. And I hope you, and I wish you, and I want you to have the happiest, best, goodest new year. New decade. Cool. So cool. I love you guys. You are the best You are awesome. Never forget that. Stay good and do good. Toodles, friends.
Change me inside.